Taranaki is an annual celebration of contemporary Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art and a flagship program of the Art Gallery of South Australia. This year features artist Carly Dodd, iterations of the studio, a hands-on activity space for art lovers of all ages. You can learn more from Carly about regalia, the distinctive clothing and ornaments worn by royalty. Carly Dodd, Ghana, Narunga and Nananjeri artist joins us in studio now. Good morning.
Hi.
So can you tell us a bit about this workshop you've been running?
So the workshop is about kind of bringing Aboriginal people, you know, back, you know, to reality, and, you know, from colonisation that's brought a lot of, you know, bad things.
Yes.
And there's so many kind of milestones that Aboriginal people are making, you know, in the past 100 years, which I think these milestones should have already happened a long time ago, you know, because of the systematic oppression and all those things. It's this art activity is just kind of a way to bring awareness to, you know, the struggles that Aboriginal people have faced.
And so you do this through making regalia and sort of and crowns and,
yeah,
and sort of royal objects. How did you initially connect those ideas?
Sure. I just thought it was a very interesting comparison from, you know, traditional Aboriginal, you know, culture, and then looking at kind of, you know, royalty and Europe and the Queen, mm-hmm, and everything, and just comparing those, and, you know, obviously, you know, colonization, you know, is a big part of that.
Certainly, yes.
Yeah. So I just wanted to compare the two, and yeah.
And have you had an ongoing sort of relationship with that idea, particularly with, you know, the sort of European sort of royalty and the links between colonisation and the regalia that comes with it?
I've looked into it a little bit. Last year I had an exhibition at the Mill that looked at racism, especially in sport with Aboriginal players and that sort of thing. So it's kind of crossovers in that as well.
And so this workshop's sort of been running for a bit over a month now, is that right?
Yeah.
How have they been going?
I've gotten a lot of good feedback from it, which is great. I was a bit nervous to have my art in the art gallery. I've never kind of seen an Indigenous person's artwork shown like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't do art. Well, I do art for myself, but also for other people as well. And, you know, I can't even imagine, you know, what younger Carly would have thought walking into the art gallery and seeing something like that. You know, my mind would have just been blown. So it's pretty cool.
And so how does it feel when you talk with people about your art being in this space?
They're quite shocked when I tell them.
In a nice way, I imagine.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, which is great. And it's, you know, it's just another way of, you know, showcasing the beautiful Indigenous art that our country has. And, you know, it's not often shown in the way that it is now.
Mm-hmm. And so you've been running these workshops as well, where people make their own regalia. Mm. So what sort of practically does that look like when people are coming in and making their own objects, mm, and art?
Well, I often do weaving workshops every now and again, and I wanted to make weaving a bit more kind of accessible, mm-hmm, I guess. And so we've created stamps of my weaving, and we've got gold ink and they can just, you know, stamp away and cut out different shapes to create crowns or bracelets or necklaces or whatever they want, really.
Speaking with Carly Dodd, Ghana, Narunga and Nananjeri artist, speaking with us about the studio. And so you're developing as an artist, obviously, and what's looking in the future for you after beyond this?
I'm definitely looking at more kind of political. I'm taking the more political route now as I'm getting older and, you know, learning more about history and that sort of thing. I think it's really important to, you know, be educated on things that have happened and stay updated and educate people as well through art.
And you were talking about colonisation, obviously, which is a big part of this current project. Is that, mm-hmm, something that you're looking more deeply into the history element as well as the current sort of political situation?
Definitely, yeah. And during, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter that kind of, you know, lit a fire under me as well, and has made me kind of push further to, you know, learning more and, you know, showing my art and educating people through my art as well.
And have there been certain ways that you've even noticed just this year that, you know, your education and the things that you've been engaging with have sort of begun to directly or indirectly affect your art?
Yeah, I think definitely social media, especially with Black Lives Matter, has just taken off so much. So I think that's, yeah, definitely played a big part in it.
Well, Carly, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you.
Carly Dodd, Ghana, Narunga and Narangeri artist there speaking with us about the studio, which is running as part of Tarnandi at the Art Gallery of South Australia. And the studio is open daily during the school holidays and sessions are on the hour, and just register on arrival. And for more information, you can head to agsa.sa.gov.au.